Hey there, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. That's right, Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda is basically my podcast where I'm talking to you about things I should have, could have, and would have known how I would have done them differently. That's right, sit back, relax, and enjoy my life through my experiences, hoping that you won't make some of the same mistakes of myself and my amazing guest. So sit back, relax, and you can say, child, I shoulda, coulda, woulda.
These motherfuckers, I swear, they trying to kill me. Y'all faces, y'all are my pants. They're trying to fucking kill me.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Shoulda Coulda Woulda. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Oh, gosh. I've been so busy. I just got back in town from Mexico. I went to Cancun for a much-needed vacation and a much-needed meeting with my past. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm home. Yes, I am home. I'm rejuvenated. I'm prepped. I'm ready to go. Ready to accomplish and achieve life. I must be honest with my trip. It had me thinking, you know, about motivation versus procrastination and, you know, things taking longer than you expect. So I won't go into details as to one of the things I had to handle while I was there. However, one of the things I had to handle while I was there should have been handled years ago, but it was because of procrastination that didn't happen. So I thought, why not do shoulda, coulda, woulda around procrastination? All right, so if you don't know what that is, procrastination is the act of unnecessarily delaying an action or a decision. For example, if you need to write a report, but you end up wasting hours on social media, even though you know you should be working on your report, that means you're procrastinating. Procrastination can be detrimental to your ability to be successful in the pursuit of your goals, which is quite obvious when you think about it. Furthermore, procrastination is also linked with a wide range of secondary problems, such as increased stress to your mental health and so much more. All right, so that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about procrastinating and times that we have procrastinated and did things when we wanted to versus when we needed to. And sometimes it wasn't even when we wanted to. Like, we wanted to actually do it was when we needed to, but we delayed it so much that what ended up happening is tasks sometimes go undone. So I want to go through some reasons people actually procrastinate. So some reasons are anxiety. All right. People often procrastinate because they feel anxious about the task they have to complete. It's like, oh my God. And I have to be honest, sometimes I'll send out a text message and I'll get so anxious in the process of looking at the person's response that I delay looking at it, or an email. I'm afraid to open it. Like, what did this person say? Some of us are out here being perfectionists. We're out here trying to do perfectionism, and we just don't give our chance the opportunity to even try it on. One of the biggest lessons I learned when writing a book was just put it out there. So many authors never publish their work because they're afraid to release it because it's not perfect yet. And I learned something that really made me open my eyes in a bigger way when I went through a marketing workshop on how to self-publish my first book, Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda, Inspirational Mistakes Made by Me, ironically named after the podcast. Yeah, y'all didn't know the podcast had a book. I do. It's on Amazon. And it's not that expensive either, so you should go get your copy. But yeah, one thing that I learned is if you actually put your book out, you can later on go and make changes. And with Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda, I actually end up launching a revised edition because one of my, you know, supporters that purchased the book was very disappointed. He felt like, you know, I could have actually shared advice or what I learned from my moments within the book. And also he felt that there was some grammatical errors going on in the book. And after hiring an editor to edit the book and write it, you know, I thought my book was in good shape when honestly, I needed to get a copy editor. And the copy editor really took my book to a whole nother level. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I got that feedback. So I end up re-releasing the book and I called it the revised edition. And now I'm exploring doing another book, which I'm excited about too. But anyways, also people fear to fail. Fear of failure can really keep you in a procrastination mode. Indecisiveness, the feeling of being overwhelmed. I gotta be honest, y'all. I'm fucking overwhelmed now. Excuse my language. I'm overwhelmed as fuck. One of the most common reasons people procrastinate is they feel overwhelmed by a task and they need to handle it. Being overwhelmed can occur for various reasons, such as having a task that feels too big in terms of the scope or having a significant number of small tasks that add up. When this happens, a person may choose to avoid the task in question or attempt to handle them, but then quickly feel paralyzed by the task before they are completed. I feel like that now. It's so many people that are putting shit on my fucking plate that I just want to punch in a goddamn face. Excuse my language, but that's how I'm feeling. Sometimes you just want to say it, right? Excuse my language. Oh, Jesus be with me. I'll be right back. Are your chakras aligned? I know mine are. You should definitely ensure that your chakras are aligned. Take a moment each day to kind of meditate and reset. If you need some coaching around that, you should talk to my homegirl Jessica from Jess Be Inspired. Jessica is an incredible Reiki master that can get your chakras right aligned and everything back flowing. She owns a crystal shop where you can buy incredible crystals like maybe a rose quartz or an onyx for protection. And she even does coaching. She is the Jack or the Jill of all trades. If you want to create your greatness, shift some things around, and maybe just be inspired, go and check out Jessica on Instagram at Jess Be Inspired. That's JessBeInspired. Jess Be Inspired. And remember, create your greatness and stay inspired. Child, I hope you didn't run off the road and I didn't scare you with that, but I was feeling it. I was. Because being overwhelmed can really, really take you there. Like, it's like, I don't know where to start. And I think sometimes people can be very insensitive and not understanding that you have things going on in your own life. And everyone seems to think that their issues, their assignments are more important than yours. And it's like, honey, I didn't sign up for this. Let's be clear. Let's be clear, honey. I've been very clear from jump as to what I can manage and what I can handle. And you've put more on my plate than I asked for. I didn't ask for this extra. Take this back. All right. Also, a disconnection from our future self. People procrastinate because they see their future self as being separate from their present self. And it can make you want procrastinate because you don't see that connection point. Also, fear of negative feedback. Again, have you ever sent out a message or sent off an assignment and you're like, okay, this person's going to complain about this too. And you're just in this stage of like, what's next, you know? That's also a fear of, you know, why we often procrastinate. But today I want to share with you some ways that you can, you know, navigate through your procrastination, how you can stop, because honestly, it's hindering you in the long term. Procrastination is not something that's great. And then I want to talk about some ways that we can motivate, okay? So we don't want to just stay in the procrastination state of mind. Let's talk about how we can motivate too. I really want this podcast to inspire you to be a better version of yourself. And oftentimes when I'm talking to y'all, I have to be honest, I'm talking to me too, because I too still struggle with some of these things. Like, just because it shoulda, coulda, woulda moment don't mean that it shoulda, coulda, woulda may not happen again. It may definitely occur again. And we just have to remind ourselves how to navigate through these things and how to be stronger individuals. But one of the first things you can do to really, you know, get a grip and eliminate procrastination is prioritize your tasks based on their importance. I know you want to tackle everything under the sun, everything in the world, and everything seems important to you, but you're only one person. You cannot do everything. So you need to decide what is more important versus what's not. Okay? And sometimes that takes having a conversation, especially when it comes to work. I myself am a freelancer. I own my own consulting firm. I am a talent manager, also trying to navigate my own career. And at the end of the day, I love all of my clients and I love everyone that I help, but none of y'all are more important than my mental health and more important than what I'm doing. You will always be second. Please understand that, because I can't help you if I cannot help me. And allowing opportunities to take away from your personal life and your mental health ultimately isn't helping anybody. Because once you're dead and gone, trust and believe, those people will still live, those businesses will still thrive, and they will survive without you. So really putting down what's more important. And for me right now, what's more important is filming my podcast. There are other things I need to be doing right now. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But getting this podcast done is important to me. It's important to you. It's important to where I'm taking my career. And sometimes you have to have those tough conversations with yourself first before other people. Something else that I've done for me too that's been so helpful is I've put my life on a structure, a schedule. And since I've done this, it's been maybe I'm going on week 2. It's been amazing. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I pray and I meditate from 6 until 6:30. From 6:30 into 8 o'clock, I prep for my show on Bego. Good Morning Bego. If you have not checked it out, Good Morning Bego delivers all the celebrity topics and all the celebrity gossip and hot topics and so much more. The news inside and outside of Bego. And I do Bego every morning at 9 a.m. So from 8 until 8:50. I'm getting beat for my show. I am taking my shower. I'm prepping. I'm getting ready to be the host with the most for the next hour and a half. From 10:30 to 11, I do diddly squat. I sit on my butt and I breathe. I eat breakfast. I get my mental together so I can start my day. From 11 until 12, I sit and I begin working on my outline of what needs to be done today and prioritizing my task. At 12 o'clock, I go to the gym. I work out from 12:15 until 1:15. I get home by 1:30. I have a working lunch. From 1:30 until 2, that's my working lunch. From 2 until I finish my task, I work on my to-do list. If I'm not finished by 7, I jot down what needs to be done the next day. I contact my project manager. I let him know what we have left for the week. I give him work to do, I give my work to do, and then I go to bed every night at 10. That is my day. And I'm not allowing anyone to steal any of my time. We'll be back. This is a moment in shoulda, coulda, woulda. Okay. So today's moment in Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda is I think we're all familiar with the fairy tale, The Little Mermaid. Oh, Disney. How I love Disney and fairy tales, but let's just be real. If I were to ever have my own children, I don't think I would ever let them watch fairy tales. I mean, it definitely sets them up for very, very, very false expectations of what to expect out of life, out of love, hell, out of losing your slipper at a ball. I mean, let's keep it real. If you were to lose your cell phone at a nightclub nowadays, ain't no man finna hunt you down to find it. You're lucky if the DJ announces it. Anywho, we're not talking about Cinderella. We're actually talking about Ariel from The Little Mermaid. So the story goes, she falls in love with Prince Eric. Ursula ends up casting the spell on her, which sends her to on land with legs so that she can actually live like a human to hopefully fall in love with him. But the catch is she had to give him her voice. My whole question about this whole story, and I remember watching it thinking, why don't you just write him a letter? What's going on, Ariel? Get your pen and paper and tell the boy how you feel. Tell him what's going on. Tell him Ursula is actually that woman that's trying to steal his heart. Yeah, think about it. If Ariel had just written him a letter, we would have saved a lot of time and trouble. I mean, there are theories that, oh, perhaps she spoke Mer language. Girl, bye. She spoke English, not falling for it. This has been a moment in Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, I mentioned motivation, and by me creating a schedule for my day, that's motivating me to complete my tasks, that's motivating me to get things done, that's motivating me to protect my mental. We compromise our mental for people so often, and it's not fair. Something else you need to do to help eliminate procrastination, eliminate social media, phone calls, television, any distractions to your work environment, because you need to be focused. I also will turn my ringer off in a minute. And I got one client, I love her dearly, but then she'll email me, "I've been calling you to answer your phone. Honey, I work for you part-time. You are one of my many, many clients. The phone is off so that I can actually get the work done that you need me to get done. So that I can get the work done that my other clients need me to get done. I'm only one person. And yes, everything you have me doing is important to you. I get it. I get it. But in order for me to make every client feel special like you're feeling, I need to turn my phone off. Because otherwise, all of y'all will be calling me all day long, period. I also break down larger and more overwhelming tasks into small, actionable subtasks. Okay, so things that are really big, they can be overwhelming, but if you break it down to smaller little pieces, like cleaning your house, for instance, if your house is a mess, and for me, when my house is a mess, I'm a mess. So like right now, full transparency, I just got back from Mexico. I have clean laundry everywhere because I had washed everything. I have laundry everywhere. I need to put laundry away. A wonderful friend gave me this incredible bouquet of roses to welcome me home. I want to put those out. Like, I need to get my place a little bit more organized so that I can, you know, thrive. Because you can't thrive in chaos. You can't. You got to find structure in the chaos of anything. So for me, I look at it like, okay, I'm going to start with laundry today. Put the laundry away. And then tomorrow I can start with putting away, you know, some of my office things I have out. And then from there I can go into cleaning my floors. So really just taking inventory of the space and cleaning in that way. Also, too, I probably need to get a housekeeper to come this week, too, do a deep clean. That would be nice, too, to go into the new month next week with a fresh home. It's fabulous, darling. Fabulous. All right. Something else you want to do is set transitional deadlines on your way to the final goal. So you can make deadlines along the way. Don't feel like you have to tackle everything at one time, like baby steps. Baby steps are great. Baby steps are things that you can do to really help you with the bigger task. Identify the prime productive hours and schedule your tasks to fit those. So we are all more productive at certain times throughout the day. I find that I am more productive early mornings and early afternoon. So I can get up at 4:00 in the morning and hammer out a ton of work. Can do it. Totally. And then meditate at 6:00, get me some rest, up again. Around 11, I'm winding down a bit. If I get that second wind around noon, which is why I like to go work out. I go to the gym, I get it pumping, I get it going. And then after that, I take the opportunity to really bang out work from 2 until 6. So during that time, I'm more productive. I'd rather have phone calls earlier before that or after that, because during that 2:00 hour, I am pumping through assignments, getting things done. Also, I want you guys to really avoid that whole perfectionist mindset and understand you're going to make mistakes. Things are going to be flawed. It is what it is. No one's perfect. All the person perfect was Jesus, and we see what happened to him. I love you, Jesus.
What's up? So you niggas, it ain't nothing. But you hoes, I got too many problems of my own to be worried about yours. Bill collectors, when I blow up, you'll get it. But my dogs holler at me.
Are you in New Jersey and looking for a new home? Well, reach out to Awaka Green with Coldwell Banker Montclair under the Jocelyn Russo Group That's right. Awaka can get you squared away with your very own place. Tired of living in your parents' basement or your cousin's attic or on your best friend's couch? Well, it's time to get your own place. Awaka will help you with from A to Z at getting you set up for your own home. Reach out to Awaka today at 973-850-9805. That's 973-850-9805. Or email Awaka at awakasellsnj@gmail.com. That's awakasellsnj@gmail. Or hit up on Instagram at Awaka Sales New Jersey.
The last flight out of here?
Yes, sir. You might have to go straight to the airport.
I don't have no luggage.
I'm rolling.
But it's better for you to go home than not have luggage.
No, it's not. It's not. Because where y'all coming out there?
Well, somebody can send your luggage.
I know y'all like, oh, he is going in today. You came for Jesus. I was not coming for Jesus. What I'm saying is Jesus is perfect. And they talked about him and they crucified him. So at the end of the day, people are going to have an opinion about everything, regardless of what it is. Somebody going to have something to say. As long as I'm happy with Dwight Allen O'Neal when I wake up in the morning and I go to bed at night, that is all that matters. Anyone else can kiss my butt. Okay? All right. I want you guys to also focus on goals you set instead of tasks themselves that requires completion. So look at the overall goal. I want to do this. Along the way, there may be hiccups. There may be things that fall through the cracks. But at the end of the day, just remember, I want to complete X, Y, and Z. If you're able to complete X, Y, and Z, you've done the full picture. You've accomplished the full goal. Also set rewards for yourself when you're able to successfully implement an action plan. Be like, yes, I deserve a cookie. I did it. Woohoo. But no, seriously, set some goals in place, you know, because what really sucks is when you look back on things, you're like, oh my God, I dropped the ball on this. And I know for me, I'm going to be in Atlanta for Black Pride next week. And I wanted to sell my book while I was there. And unfortunately, I dropped the ball on getting my order in time because I was so busy with so many other tasks that I did not place the order. And now I'm not going to have my books for sale. The earliest that they could arrive is September 5th. And the event that I want to sell them at is September 4th. And that's something that I have to deal with. And it's going to be fine. I have the opportunity to promote other things, but I won't have the chance to promote my book, which is so unfortunate. And ultimately, I have to let it go. I have to let it go and learn the lesson and take the L. And for me, an L does not mean a loss. People are like, just take the L, bro. Take the loss. No, it's not a loss. It's a lesson. It's a lesson learned. It's a lesson that I need to continue to prioritize my number one business first. And for me, my number one business is me. And when I'm failing my number one business, I'm failing myself. And that's how serious it is. And I look at it as, you know what? That opportunity just wasn't for me. You feel me on that? So I would love for you to, you know, email me, youshouldacouldawoulda@gmail.com. That's youshouldawoulda, couldawoulda. Wait a minute. Shoulda, couldawoulda. Give me a moment. That's youu. Shoulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda, woulda, @gmail.com. I promise I can spell. Oh my God. It's too funny sometimes. You have to just laugh at yourself. You feel me? And I love that, you know, I love that we are able to have authentic moments. And my podcast is one of them, have authentic moment. And also my show, Good Morning Bigo, is a way that I am able to keep this authenticity connection with my listeners. But some ways that you can motivate yourself is, honestly, write down what you need to have done. So many of us try to operate from this place of memory. And as we get older, we forget things and things fall through the cracks. All right, that's one way to motivate yourself. Another way is create structure. Creating a daily schedule for myself changed my world. Like, I already see how I'm going to be able to be so much more successful in my day-to-day ambitions. The third thing I'm going to say that you need to do is ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. Also, sometimes your business has grown to a level where you can afford to hire someone. If you can, hire them. The next thing, keep your word. When you tell someone you're going to do something, keep your word. When you tell yourself you're going to do something, keep your word. Also, reward yourself. If you're going to have a productive day at work today and you're going to achieve all your goals and you get it done, take yourself out for a nice dinner that evening. Treat yourself to a glass of wine. Celebrate yourself 100%. And also look at people around you that inspire you. It has to be someone you know. Beyonce actually is one of my best mentors. I look to her constantly, how she keeps reinventing herself and how hard she works. So look around you at the people around you that can motivate you as well. All right? So I hope this helps you guys. I know it helped me. And I love you guys so much for everything that you do. I really do. And I appreciate you for just believing in my show and listening. Shouts out to everyone that continues to listen. Shouts out to those that have not discovered the podcast yet. I love you so much for listening. God bless. Bye. Uh-oh. That's all of today's episode of Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. But wait, I'll be back next Wednesday with a brand new one. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.